One in eight Americans live in urban areas, but 60% of deaths from trauma occur in rural areas. In Iowa, most rural emergency rooms are only equipped for basic emergencies and have limited budgets for staff and equipment. As Iowa Public Radio's Natalie Krebs reports, a course led by trauma specialists is helping small ERs prepare for big emergencies.
In the Manning Regional Health Center's emergency room, a team of about a half dozen nurses crowd around a young patient stretched out on a hospital bed.
So they call in, we have a 28-year-old female, ATV rollover, left chest and abdominal pain, heart rate at 120, blood pressure is...
Nurse Taya Vaname quickly lays out everyone's roles.
So I'm on crash cart, Robin's on IVs, you're on oxygen, you're on procedures.
This may sound scary, but it's not actually a real emergency. It's an exercise set up by Rick Sidwell. He's a trauma surgeon at the Iowa Methodist Medical Center in Des Moines. On this summer day, Sidwell's come to Manning, a town of about 1,500 located 90 miles west of Des Moines. He's teaching a course called Rural Trauma Team Development. Through exercises like this, he's showing the staff efficient ways for dealing with fast-paced trauma cases, like using a checklist.
And we even have up on our wall, just when we know a trauma's coming in, this is the stuff we're getting out. Not quite the...
For more than two decades, Sidwell's traveled to hospitals nationally and even internationally to teach this class.
It's a course that's been translated to French and to Spanish, because this is a need that is a universal need, not just Iowa.
But Sidwell says Iowa is actually where the trauma class started. Nearly three decades ago, a Marshalltown surgeon realized many trauma concepts were geared towards urban hospitals that have a lot of resources. Sidwell says the class is about helping ERs in rural places, like Manning Regional Health Center, which is the first place many patients end up following a heart attack or hunting accident.
It's all about how are we going to take care of injured people at the local center, knowing that that's completely different than how things occur at a big urban trauma center.
Nurse Brian Feist is also teaching this course and works at Iowa Methodist Medical Center in Des Moines with Sidwell. Feist says providers at small hospitals know how to help patients. They just face other barriers.
The problem that they have is they don't have the necessary equipment because it doesn't happen that often for them. So a lack of frequency is tough to justify for a $10,000 rapid infuser.
That's why Feist says a large part of the class is focused on how to prepare patients for transfer to larger facilities, like the one he works at, by ambulance or air.
So a huge amount of our injured patients come to us as transfers. So the better prepared we can get our critical access hospitals, the better that patient has for longevity and a great outcome.
This is one of the reasons that Manning's ER trauma coordinator, Bonnie Johnson, says she was interested in the course. Johnson says about 50% of their patients have to go to places like Des Moines or Iowa City.
A lot of them are, you know, cardiology, orthopedics. We just don't have a lot of those resources right here, and not only within our facility, but within the facilities around us.
Johnson says she's impressed that the course's instructors seem to really understand the importance of rural providers and their dwindling resources.
You are a jack of all trade, master of none. You can be asked to run a cardiac drip 1 minute and be taking care of an orthopedic patient the next.
Sidwell says the course is also about addressing the significance of rural trauma care.
And so if we really want to, as a state, if we really want to, as a country, eliminate unnecessary disability and death from injury, then we have to address the important role that the rural environment plays.
The course is provided free of charge to hospitals through the Iowa Department of Public Health. I'm Natalie Krebs, Iowa Public Radio News.